Greetings, brothers and sisters. It's Pastor Bob, coming to you from the parsonage in the heart of Arthur, Illinois, the House of Peace. And we're bringing you today the New Year Launching Pad Daily Devotion Series, based on the book Balaam's Donkey by Michael Casey, a monk in Australia, a former Catholic priest. And he's got some rich words of truth and spirit, amen, to share with us. And he has been. And now we come to today. And this is the day the Lord has made. So let's see what Michael Casey has to share with us today. We are prepared to receive in a spiritual posture these words and let God guide them to us and through us and give meaning to them for us. So we rely on the Holy Spirit for this. So take a second or two right now and ask the Holy Spirit to join you in this endeavor, in this listening process. And the Holy Spirit, who Christ has left just for us, will teach us everything we need to know and remind us of all that Jesus has taught us. Amen. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We welcome you to our little spiritual atmosphere here with the monks chanting in the background and the pink sand candle just flaming gently on its wick. Today we've got the rooibos and chamomile tea for your drinking pleasure. So, it was back in 1986 that Michael Casey decided to preach on the concept of cheap grace that was made known, really, famous in a way, by Dietrich Bonhoeffer. What a theologian of the 20th century, an amazing mind and heart for God, who found himself in his life in very challenging situations, including, how about this, trying to run a free-thinking seminary during the reign of Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. Of course, that was an underground seminary. But Bonhoeffer's life became intertwined with Hitler's and indeed caused him to ponder and indeed struggle with many concepts of living a godly life and what that requires of a person in such a situation. Well, Bonhoeffer was eventually killed by the Third Reich just weeks before Hitler was overthrown. Killed because of his involvement in a plot to take the life of Hitler. But his writing lives on and his spirit lives on. And Michael Casey's going to share some of that with us today. This is called Cheap Grace. Here's what Michael Casey says. The phrase cheap grace comes from Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who used it in the negative. There is no cheap grace. In his context, it was meant to balance out the Lutheran insistence on the primacy of grace. His point was that lifelong fidelity to grace takes a great deal of effort and may even lead to martyrdom, as it seems to have done in his own case. This teaching is useful for us in our different context. We live in an age of instancy. We are sometimes reluctant to accept that some things necessarily take a long time and can cost a great deal of effort. A lot of advertising seems to have as its basic premise that we want to do things easily and have the results more speedily. To wash the dishes with the touch of a button. To clean the carpets by dancing over the floor with a Hoover. To play the guitar after 20 minutes of instruction. and any issue, no matter how complex, must submit to be covered in a soundbite or fully explained in a 3-minute in-depth interview. Well, Albert Einstein, to drop a name, was habitually out of his depth in dealing with practical money matters. On one occasion, a friend suggested he enter a competition that offered a generous prize for a 1,500-word explanation of the theory of relativity. You'd think he'd be a favorite for that award. But Einstein's response was, "The theory of relativity cannot be explained in 1,500 words." If we are honest, we have to admit that there are many truths that are beyond our present comprehension. There are many worthwhile skills in which we are incompetent, and there are many good and noble deeds from which we hold ourselves aloof. This means that if we are to make progress toward a richer life, then considerable effort will be required of us, and a large measure of perseverance. Repeat that for you. This means that if we are to make progress toward a richer life, then considerable effort will be required of us, and a large measure of perseverance. Our participation in the kingdom of God is not exempt from this obligation. Jesus reminds his followers that the gate is narrow, the road is hard, and the journey long. There are no backdoor deals, no under-the-counter discounts. To take possession of the real treasure, we need to sell everything. To be a disciple, we need to take up the cross. To rise with Christ, we must die with Christ. Yes, it would be nice if there were another way, but there isn't one. Amen. The pursuit of the spiritual life, the pursuit of being a disciple of Christ, of being in unity with Jesus, of being a follower of the carpenter from Nazareth, is not easy. And it never will be. Indeed, it never was. But as we've said before in these devotions, in many, many times, anything that's precious and valuable requires a major effort and is never easy. And indeed, 'tis the case with becoming a follower of Jesus. Hey, I want to remind everybody that tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central Time, we'll be doing our broadcast of our worship service at Vine Street Christian Church, 10 a.m. Central. And you can join us for that. You can be a part of that, either actively or silently, just by joining us on our Facebook page. And we'll be broadcasting from Facebook Live, the 10 a.m. Sunday worship service from Vine Street Christian Church. We've got some good stuff planned for tomorrow, and I think you'll enjoy it and be filled with the Spirit by it. As long as the Spirit is filling the worship, then those who worship will be filled with the Spirit. All right. Hey, let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, prepare our minds to accept the cost of discipleship. Lord Jesus Christ, prepare our minds to accept the cost of discipleship. Inspire us with the confidence to put our best efforts into everything we do. while accepting at the same time that it is your providence that will determine the outcomes. For you, Jesus, are our Lord and our King forever and ever. Amen.